Anthony's one of the gutters.
Hey, Anthony, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, yeah, we're done, yeah.
Hi. I was following up. How's it going with the address? Did you think of a solution?
I'm hoping to. I don't know for sure. I found, like, what's, like, a small business that, like, kind of rents out little suites.
Okay.
I'm just waiting to hear back from, like, the property management person. Because I went to the place, and I just went to, like, some random office, and I was like, hey, what's the landlord's number? Because I could not figure out the property management situation. So I'm waiting for the property manager to call me back, because I'm planning on just renting a small office. I looked into doing those virtual addresses, and
Those
virtual addresses things is, like, where you're going to have the same address is, you know, God only knows how many other people that are using that same virtual address type of thing. They're not unique to you, apparently. Like, so I thought they were kind of like you could build a unique one to yourself, but from what I'm understanding, that's not really the case. So that's why I'm looking into just renting a super small office. It's literally like an 8x8 small little room in an office just so I can get the mailing box, and then I'll be able to have some type of place to be able to actually call home and have the mailing address and stuff like that. So.
Okay. Yeah, just to let you know, I talked to the verification department and I was kind of chatting them through the G-chat, and that day he said that you would have to get a different address from the first one. We knew that. And then he said, or you could hide the address as an alternative, and you said you didn't want to do that. So he's trying to get a new address, but if needed, could he use his address and put suite one or something like that, or would it get rejected? Because you had a friend that said it would get rejected. And this is from the Google verification department. He said that could be a possible workaround. It would technically be another address. For example, some buildings have multiple businesses within them. But if he went that route, the address would have to be hidden, right? And he put, we could try to display it showing the suite one, for example. So just letting you know that if all of that works out.
Let me ask you this. Since obviously the verification kind of is like the difficult part, because that's the part that takes time and Google wants to authenticate or whatever, right?
Yes.
If I was to do my house address and hide it, you know, say for now.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know, whenever I can figure out this other office situation or whatever, or if I, you know, I don't know, I'm hoping it doesn't take long, but for whatever reason, if it takes a while, then if I was to need to change my address later, is that something that now I have to go back through verification again to update a new address if that's doing Google stick thing? You see what I'm saying? Like, does that then restart the process as well?
Okay, let me ask him. If client uses his home address, which is the same address on the first profile. But hides it. Can he update to an address to publish in the future without having to go through the whole process again, right?
Yeah, I'm just wondering if it does, or if it is something that I will have to go through the verification again, and like how that all, you know, would work again, I guess.
Yeah, you know, I think I know what he's going to say. I think I know what he's going to say, because I've asked him similar things again before. I think he's going to say if the new address is within 50 miles, then it's not going to be an issue. I think if it's outside of that area, then it's going to have to like re-verify. But let me wait for him to respond, so, and just see what he says, because I want to, make sure that...
And then the other thing, I hate that I've been going through a lot of different people and talking with insurance people and all sorts of different numbers. What was the cost on this program, too? I can't remember.
Oh, it was $249 month-to-month. The one-time setup fee of $99 goes on the first payment only.
That's
so
right.
It would just be
$348
today. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need a little refresher. You're like, it's been so long. I know so much happened.
I can't tell you. I've been going through so many insurance quotes, and everybody's sending me numbers this, that, and that way. I can't remember nothing right now. It's unbelievable.
Yes, I know. Yeah, when you're dealing with a lot of numbers, and I'm that way sometimes, too. If, you know, something happened yesterday and I have to refresh my memory, like, what was it again? I talked to so many people, you know. That's why I take good notes on everything.
One other question. Sorry, let's cut you off while I'm thinking about it, because I know I'm going to forget it if I don't. I don't remember with my original business that I have now. I don't have the Facebook ads, so I just pay the $150. If I start, am I allowed to do just the $150? Like, can I exclude the Facebook ads? And or if I do the 250 at first, and let's say I'm just not, feeling that I'm getting much value out of those ads for whatever reason, may or may not, whatever, and then can I drop down and lose the Facebook ads type of thing to the 150, or how does that all work?
Yes, either way. You can do either way. So you're getting everything in the Platinum package for $249 monthly, but if you want to remove the ads, it would be $149 monthly. What we recommend is that you have the Facebook ads at the beginning for at least the first 2 months, because as you know, the verification process takes time, sometimes 45 to 60 days, but the Facebook ads can get up very quickly in under 2 weeks. So that way you're getting more bang for your buck out of the beginning, but also having more destinations promoting Tough as Nails Roofing is going to help you get better results on Google once it's verified.
Yes,
so
I agree 100% on everything you just said. The only thing I worry about is because I still have to send off my – I'm just finishing up getting my insurance paperwork, and in my state, you have to send the state all your insurance and workman's comp information before I can even get my roofing license. So I technically can't even start this business for a minimum, I'm guessing, a month, and I would hope maybe possibly 2 months. I might not be able to even start working. So what I would worry about is that if you're saying that they can start as quickly as a week or two possibly,
then
start getting some calls and be like, well, I don't really have a business.
No, hold off on it
then.
Yeah, no, definitely hold off on it because
I kind of think to maybe hold off on it just maybe a month or two until I know that I do have that registration number back. And as soon as I have that registration number, or even if I know the paperwork's on the way or something like that, then I can hurry up and switch over, get some ads pumping out, and start to kind of, work on that. I also have to also think of an ad. That was another question I was going to ask you. How do the ads work? Do I need to, create one and then send it to you? Do you guys help me with the ad? How does that work?
We'll do it for you. So how the ads work is if somebody's in your area and they're looking for roofing, then we would make sure that next time they go on their Facebook news feed, there's an ad for Tough as Nails Roofing coming up. So it's designed to bring you more new clients coming from the social media platform. And that's the beauty of the Facebook ads when you are ready to start them, is you can start and stop them at any time. So you don't have to, if you say next month, okay, I want to put them on, and you have them for 6 months or so, and then you want to remove them again, you have that flexibility to do that.
Gotcha. Okay. No, but I guess I was more asking about the actual creating of it. Do you guys do that for me?
Yes.
Or do I have to
you don't have to worry about creating it for it. We would actually, unless there's something specific. Sometimes people say look, I want to put that I'm running an Easter special, or I want to put that, there's a, 10% discount for a new client or something like that. So if there's something specific, you would just tell us what it is that you'd like to show, and then we would build it into the ad. But if there's nothing specific, then we automatically create those ads for you. And we always put a call to action in it too, for the best roofing in the area, call now, or something like that, so that, they're prompted. So,
my business logo? Is that something that I can, if I send it to
Absolutely.
You, can you guys put that in there then?
Yes. Yeah. I'm a big component of, adding your own content, because anytime you're proactive with your account, Anthony, and you add your own content, you're obviously going to get better results. So with your logo, you would send it over to us during the client interview, and we would put it on the website, on the Google listing, on the Facebook, on the directories, and that helps you with branding too. You know what I mean? So that's,
we
definitely welcome that.
Now, what about, at first, obviously, I could probably just deal with some, pretty generic ones, maybe throw my logo on it. I don't need nothing fancy. Coincidentally, I don't know if it's the whole Facebook listening type of thing, but I've been seeing a ridiculous amount of roofing ads on my Facebook, and it's, of local companies around me, and they actually, it seemed like they filmed it or had a videographer film it. It's, the actual, most likely the owner standing there talking, and everything. I wanted to get to, at some point, probably not now, but at some point, I would want to get to the point where I would have to do something like that. How easy is that? Do I just film that and I could just send it to you and you can easily import that, or how would that type of process work,
Yes. Yeah. If you had a professional video made, you would send it to us and then we would promote it for you. We have, a pretty high level tech team. And when we get a special request for a video, they will put one together using AI, and you should see these videos that they're making using AI because they look so real. They'll have like, you know, someone promoting the business and they're talking about it and pictures, and you wouldn't know that it was AI generated. So that's something that we could do for you too in the meantime until you film your own video. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, well, then why don't we do this? Why don't you just sign me up for the 150 for now and let me get started or whatever. Put my regular address for now, hide the regular address. And do the sweet one or whatever if you need to, or sweet, you know, whatever the hell. And then, you know, in the short term order in the next couple months, then I'll have to probably just change everything and add everything once I get everything updated, I guess.
Yeah, that's less hassle for you too, because right now you're dealing with so much just getting the business license with the insurance and all that. You know, I hate to have another thing on your plate with that address. So, do you want to possibly use the sweet one and have it published? Because my technician said that'll work. But if not, we'll just hide it in the meantime. And then if you want to publish it down the road, that's an easy switch. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what? Go ahead. Might as well. I won't have any problems for a couple months anyway, so it's not going to be like so many people will really see it anyway. So
exactly.
Go ahead, just put it on there as a sweet one or whatever. And then once I get a more permanent number, I'm going to have to flip everything.
Yeah, I think that's the best way for you to go, honestly, because you said that you get check payments in sometimes from people, you know, having the address published. So if you have that benefit, you might as well keep it. And for the 248, Anthony, is it a debit or a credit card? What works best? And that's the 248 taking off the Facebook ads, by the way.
Yeah, I would just put it on a credit card.
Okay, and then does it have your name displayed or the business or both?
Both. It's my name and the business name.
Okay, and then Tough as Nails Roofing or the other business?
No, this one. Do this one for Tough as Nails. I have a credit card for both, but this one is.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, you're ahead of the game there. And then is it still the Gray Avenue for the billing address, or is that different?
Yeah. Same exact address and everything.
Okay. I'm just telling my technician you're going to use the sweet one to publish. Okay, and then go ahead with the card number when you're ready.
It is 4246.
Okay.
3154.
Got it.
3942.
Okay.
1114.
And expiration?
Expiration is 03 of 30.
And the code?
And the code is 113.
113. Okay. So I'm going to go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'll create the appointment for my technician to call you later, and they'll go over your keywords and getting you set up. Some of this is a little repetitive of what I just asked you, Anthony. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot.
How long is it going to take? Because I'm literally just pulled up in front of a customer town.
Maybe 90 seconds or so. I can get you off the phone in 90 seconds or 2 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. So this says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Tough as Nails Roofing.
Thank you. And please state your name and title with the company.
Anthony Bauman, the owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Correct.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Wait, did I say that again?
So what that means is if you do anything else online in the future for Tough as Nails Roofing, just let us know about it so we make sure it doesn't conflict with the programming we're doing. So it says, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So just let us know about it, okay?
Okay, but I'm confused. In what way could my other marketing conflict with yours? Like, in what way? Can you give me an example?
Anything with Google. Sometimes people will get calls where people say, after they've signed up with us, right, oh, we need to verify your Google listing and it's going to cost you X amount of dollars, or, oh, we're going to do this with your Google listing or that. And sometimes people go, wow, if I have two companies working on it, I'm going to get twice as much results.
Oh, I get you. Okay,
right?
Okay.
But
you're
that's
just talking
not
about another SEO company or something.
Right. Yeah. What happens is then there's duplicate listings out there and it hurts you, you know? So just let
you.
Us know. That's usually the only thing. If you do a lead service or any type of other online advertising, it doesn't usually affect it at all. It's just anything with the Google business page. Just, you know, kind of
all
call
right.
us for advice and we'll advise you if it's a good move or not, okay?
Okay, will do.
Okay, perfect. And then the payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, April 8th, in the non-refundable amount of just $248. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the eighth day in the amount of $149. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Right, yes, I do.
Perfect. Okay, so then that concludes the voice verification recording. And then I'll look at the calendar real quick and plug you into a spot for the technician to call you, and then I'll let you go because I know you just pulled up to
okay.
your clients. So as quickly as I can, let's see here. Okay, so you're 2 hours ahead of us. Do you want to do it sooner rather than later? Because we could do a noon or a 1 o'clock. If not, we could push it all the way out to maybe 3.
It'd have to be 3. I'm going to be working for sure by noon and 1.
Okay, so I'm going to block out an hour from 3 to 4 Central, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over. Then you'll get a call, you know, at 3:15 or so. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour, okay? And then lastly, you have to go, but do you get text messages on the new phone number ending in 1353?
I do, but the phone is like, I don't even like keep the phone turned on. It's just like dead sitting in my office. So technically
understand.
I do get messages on it, but I don't really check them ever.
Okay, so I can send the terms and conditions or resend it to this phone number.
Send it to
or,
the email. You have the email, right?
Yeah, I was just going to ask you. Yes, but I, I have it as bombandgutters@gmail.com. So an email just went out to bombandgutters, but I'm going to fix this. Anthony?
Oh, yeah. No, bombandgutters, that's for the Anthony Windows Covers company.
toughasnailsroofing.com, right? Anthony,
yes,
okay, so I'm going to resend it, and when you get the email, you'll see the one that says your initial invoice. Just go in there and acknowledge the pricing with your e-signature, and that will grandfather you into that rate and ensure that it never goes up, okay?
Wait, hold on, say that again.
Okay, so here, let me just resend it. It wasn't accepting the...
I got the original one to the Bauman, the local
class
initial invoice.
Then just open that. Then I don't have to resend it. Open that email. And
okay.
then it says click here to accept your subscription
yep.
terms. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So all you have to do is when that opens, it'll say local splash terms of experience.
Yep.
Scroll to the bottom. There's going to be 3 boxes that you have to check. One to show that you're authorized. The second to show that it's recurring payments. And the third shows that you receive text messages. Once those 3 boxes are checked, you would just plug your name in and hit confirm signature. Please include your middle name because that's how it shows on the billing, right? And then if it goes through, it's going to ask you for a username and password. You don't have to worry about the username and password right now because that's already in the welcome email. My main thing is just getting the pricing updated for you or locked in.
I'm like, I filled out the 3 check marks. I put my name and the date on there, and I'm trying to hit the confirm signature, and it's not doing anything. I'm just clicking the button over and over, and it's not like
going
or going.
Does it say you put Anthony James Bauman, right?
Oh, I put Anthony Bauman. I didn't put James. That's why.
Okay, that's why. Yeah, the signatures have to match exactly. And then
gotcha.
Yeah. I know, it's funny. I have on your main screen just Anthony Bauman.
Oh, what?
But,
oh, wait. Okay, now it just must have loaded because it just brings me to a welcome to local slash sign.
That's it. Okay, if you see that, then that's your sign that it went through. Okay, so you're all good to go there. So other than that, you can get with your client, and my technician will be calling you around 3 o'clock, okay?
Wait, so what? Okay. Do I have a username and password yet?
Yes, it's in your welcome email.
Oh, okay. So, okay. Yeah, all right. Okay. Yeah, thank you very much.
And let me see. I can't tell if the welcome email went to the old one or the new one, but moving forward, I have your new email in here. So all correspondence with this account will be separate from your old account, okay?
Okay. All right.
All right. Perfect.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you very
much. You're welcome. Welcome aboard. Have a great day too, Anthony.
Thanks, Dana. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay. Bye.